Hello?
Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county's elections office? Would you say you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. All right, thank you. All
Yes,
right, so
sir.
when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, or most of the time, some of the time, or rarely or never?
Always.
Always, okay. All right, and do you recognize the name of Keith Gross? Would you say you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion, or no opinion?
Right now, it's kind of, I would say neutral.
Neutral. Okay, what about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable, but kind of pushing towards neutral. He's a little too far right for me, if that makes sense.
Okay. So which one we you want me to put, favorable or neutral or no opinion?
I guess still favorable.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Favorable.
And Rick Scott?
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? The candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott.
Probably Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, okay. All right, sir, and do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Rick Scott?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove Rick Scott's job performance on, you know, reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Yes.
Would that be approved or disapproved?
Approved.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
That I don't know. I should be probably more well-versed. I've got no answer for that.
Okay, no problem, sir. We'll move to the next one. Okay, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as, you know, as the chair of Republicans Senatorial Campaign Committee, and it, you know, and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and poor economy, Republican Senate candidates, you know, in many key states lost races, most through though they would win. So some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security, you know, as a reason. Does Scott's failure to make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Probably Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. Okay. All right, sir, and do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support Scott, okay. All right, sir, and just for last few questions are for statistical purpose. What is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
18 to 34.
18 to 34. Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say Caucasian, African American, or Black?
White. Caucasian.
Okay, so do you consider yourself to be Cuban American or not?
Not.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, in terms of gender identification, do you consider yourself to be male, female,
male,
or something else?
Male.
Okay, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.